Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Secure Your Life, the show where we have on-time solutions to end your financial nightmare and make you financially proactive where money matters.
Welcome to Tough Talk Tuesday. We are putting the hunt back into your job hunting. I am your host, Diamond Taylor, and we have a great show for you today. This is the show where we have real talk, real life, no holds barred discussion about the financial pitfalls that make you make bad decisions. We're going to turn those bad decisions into good decisions where you can face your financial nightmares, tell the truth, nothing but the truth, and all about the truth and facing the facts. Today is Tough Talk Tuesday, people. So our Tough Talk Tuesday is going to be talking about the job hunt. Have you just slacked off and kind of given up on yourself and on the job process? Well, we're going to help you put the jump back into your job and put the hunt back into job hunting. So before we do any of that, we are going to play our disclaimer. We're going to come back right after that, jump right into our topic for Tough Talk Tuesday, and we will be right back after this short brief announcement.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and Paragon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this show is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from qualified, licensed, and certified professionals. The purpose of the show is to provide you an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion in a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
All right, we are back, and you are listening to Tough Talk Tuesday, brought to you by Secure Your Life. Our topic for today is putting the hunt back into job hunting. And we are going to do so. Our word for the month is being proactive. So we're going to be proactively helping you get back on track and put the hunt back into your job hunting. Dealing with the uncomfortable is what we're going to be discussing first. Addressing the uncomfortable, tips for handling the interview. For those of you all who have had career setbacks, this is all about that. So we're going to deal with some really tough topics today in helping you deal with the uncomfortable situation of the interview. Considering the fact that a lot of us have been out of work for whatever reason and may have some serious career setbacks, as in the length of time of your employment, well, we're going to talk about what to do under those circumstances. About 14 million Americans have been out of work and have been trying to get back into the workforce. So they have put some kind of, kind of barrier in their mind about what do I do since I've been out of work for so long. So they may be having some confidence issues that they need to deal with because of the situation that caused their termination, or if their company was downsized, so they've kind of been on unemployment and not actively working on getting back out there, dusting off themselves and getting out and getting that job. So we're going to help you. And dealing with some of those scary topics, the best way to deal with a job interview, especially when you're trying to negotiate the situation, is to actually, before you even get to that point, look at yourself, look at your skill sets, and actually look at what you can offer the company in which you are trying to gain employment. Eliminate those negative thoughts. Eliminate the rebounding of fear, those setbacks, and take advantage of the situation. Because if you actually control the conversation and the flow of the interview, the better the outcome. The best way to deal with these concerns is to deal with your baggage early on. Make sure that you're taking control of the situation. If you have faced a termination from your previous employer, then, or you had some education lacks, or you've been job hopping, or even if you've been had some convictions of some sort in your record, this is a time when you can actually take advantage of those disadvantages. And what I mean by that is you mention those things early. Don't let them bring it up. You bring it up. And that way, you can look at it from a positive standpoint. You can tell them what you learned from the experience. And by controlling the conversation and the flow of the interview, you're actually going to be seriously helping yourself. And by doing that, you are actually the one that's going to be in 100% control, which is what we really, really want you to do. Be in control of the total situation. Now, in doing that, I'm going to give you some real quick tips on how you can control the job interview. Adjust your attitude. Negativity breeds contempt and fear. You don't need to do that. You need to go in confident and that you know how to handle a difficult situation and you have problem-solving skills, which is what most jobs are looking for you to have in the first place. So if you come in positive, and instead of saying in your mind, I need a job, flip that around and say, I want a job. It will help change the way you think and also help the employer look at you objectively. If you feel that you need to let the employer know up front that you are valuable and what you can add to their company, focus on the behavior of the kind of results that you want and not the results that you don't want. Stop obsessing about getting hired and making the interview. Concentrate on the aspects of the interview that you can control, which is your behavior. Focus on your presentation. That way, you are taking control of the situation. Take the time to work on your positive thinking, your positive behavior, your body language, because that is what is tantamount and what they are looking for. They want someone who can positively handle the situation and show problem-solving behavior. Respond to pushback politely. If you find that the interviewer is being a little bit aggressive with you or asking you some uncomfortable questions that you're not quite sure exactly how to handle that, here is some tips for that. Resist the display of aggression with your words and tones and body language. Calmly and respectfully, retain the response and prepare for difficult questions. Basically, what you need to do is turn a negative situation into a positive by making sure that you actually ask them to repeat the question, use the question in your answer, and basically let them know about your value. Build the vision that you want to display. Show the company that you are prepared and you can face a challenge head on. The type of employee that they are looking for, follow up with a description and ask them questions. What kind of person are you looking for this job? And then follow up with things that you have done in your own skill set. By doing that and you showing that you have problem-solving skills and that you can fit yourself into solving their goals will help the outcome of your interview, despite the baggage that you may think you're carrying. Because if you can show them that you have learned from previous mistakes, the better your outcome will be. If you just joined us, you are listening to Tough Talk Tuesday, brought to you by Secure Your Life. We are putting the hunt back into job hunting and helping you answer those difficult questions on the job interview when you've had a lengthy time of unemployment, whether you've been terminated or whether the company had downsized and you are trying to get back out there and get back into the game. The next thing we're going to be talking about is for those of you all who are actually looking to try to flip the script a little bit, finding your professional passion, which is really interesting because for some people, they want to go back to doing the same things that they were doing before, and for others, they would like to try something a little bit different. Once you're ready for the transition, you can make this transition smooth as silk. Be self-assured. Do a self-assessment. It may be difficult at first, but actually, if you take a real hard look at your skill set and understand that you do have everything that you absolutely need, and the things that you don't, you can actually obtain. That's what's tantamount here, making sure that you're taking a hard look at what skills, work ethics, communication, and teamwork, problem-solving skills. These are things that you have carried with you throughout the years since the first time that you've had a job. When you were actually in school, you've been taught all of these things. If you've ever gone in through any training at your previous employer, you can use those trainings, those skill sets, and remember, those are marketable. So you can actually take those things and create your professional portfolio around those. Skill assessment is an all-important development of your personal portfolio. Oftentimes, these are the things that we actually don't really spend enough time looking at. This time, you need to spend lots of time. Since you are looking for a job, spend the time actually accessorizing your portfolio with the things that you are passionate about and things that you actually know. Assess yourself. Write those things down. What do I like? What do I like working on? Do I like working with people? What am I good at? List those things, those private and personal things, stuff that you like to perform as. If you find that you have more of assets than you do liabilities, then you'll know exactly what things you need to work on and what things are actually your greatest asset. And remember, by doing a self-assessment, you can actually understand and be flexible in what you need to do and work on. By assessing your skill set, you can actually go online and find out what salary cap you should be looking at for the type of positions that you want to go forward on. If you write down all of the things that you are good at, all of the training that you've had from your previous job, all of the education that you've had from school, higher learning, or any sort like that, then you will actually see and be able to self-assess where you are and what your professional portfolio is looking like. Identify potential careers, because sometimes you may need to actually change careers depending on what position you are in and what salary you're looking at. You can actually do that by doing, one, your professional assessment, and then going online and seeing exactly what skills go with what career. And when you do that, you'll be surprised that you may fit into a lot of different niches. And finding out what those niches are is tantamount. Get with the association based on the type of career that you want. Talk to people in those positions. If you get with the association, depending on the type of job or the type of career that you're looking for, you get a better insight on what's going on today with those particular career genres. If you're an accountant, get with an accountant. Talk to them about what's going on in the association. What are the new products, services that is needed? What are the new trends? No matter what the vocation is, the career that you're looking for, there is an association associated with that particular career. By doing your homework, you are actually putting 2 feet in the right direction, creating a parallel jump for yourself. So I implore you to take a proactive approach when it comes to your career. Remember, you are in the driver's seat. If you just joined us, you're listening to Tough Talk Tuesday. We're putting the hunt back into our job hunting and looking at our professional portfolio and doing some self-assessment. Getting back in the game is what this is all about, and we're proactively doing that. So if you would like more information about the things that I've talked about, you can always email us at shows@secureyourlife.net. That is S-H-O-W-S at secure, that is S-E-C-U-R-E-Y-O-U-R, and life is always spelled with a Y on our show, L-Y-F-E.net. So you want to email us at shows@secureyourlife.net. In the subject box, you can put proactive in job, and we will give you the tips that we are talking about today. To continue on with the conversation, we're going to talk about matching your transferable skills with a lot of the companies that are outsourcing. From your self-assessment and identifying your skills and comparing them to those in the industry for the occupational research that you're looking for, you can transfer those skills into profit. That's right, acquire classroom, on-the-job training. Guess what? They are looking for those. They are looking for corporate trainers. And if you're good at what you're doing and what you have done, and you've stayed on top of the type of business or career that you've been following and actively involved in, there are companies that will outsource and need your services. Perfect opportunity for those who are in transition, when you're in between jobs, but you're very good at what you're doing. If your company had been downsized, but you've been in this position holding that job for 10 to 30 years, and you're not quite ready to retire, consider consulting, because consulting is a way that you can make money, stay on top of your game, get involved with the associations, and make a move for yourself while you are seeking employment elsewhere. And you might even be surprised that your entrepreneurial spirit may be exactly what you need in the transition time. Not necessarily looking for a job, but creating a career for yourself. Identify potential employers. Like I said before, you need to get with some associations and find out what exactly is going on in your particular skill set and in your particular career. Do a financial assessment while you're in between looking for your job, because when you do that, you want to make sure that you are stretching your dollars while you are job hunting. Or if you're in transition trying to start your own business, you definitely want to make a financial assessment. Changing careers could lower your salary as much as 50% if you are not making sure that you're assessing properly. So if you have been proactive throughout the time and utilizing your time wisely, even though you're not working at the present time, utilizing your unemployment as an opportunity instead of a depression period, you can be surprised at all of the things that you can get accomplished and actually make money in the meantime. Now, one of the things that we have not discussed yet, but actually need to be handled right away, especially if you're in between jobs and you've been trying to do job hunting and you can't quite understand why employers are not hiring you, when was the last time you took a look at your credit? That's right, your credit. Because believe it or not, a lot of employers are making their decisions on whether to hire you based on what's going on in your credit. How bad credit can keep you from getting that job, hurting your career. So let's think about it. If you think employers don't care about how you handle money, you need to really think again, because they actually really care, because how you handle your personal finances determines how you might handle your responsibilities for that job. Here are four things that you may think about when trying to find a job. Number one, your future, your current employer can check your credit report. If you're being considered for a promotion, your employer can also check your credit report to see how you're managing money. If you're looking for a job, your credit report can determine whether or not the employer decides to hire you. Employment background checks also include a credit report. More and more companies are turning to this tactic to make tough decisions on whether or not to hire new employees. Essentially, the truth is, when it comes down to it, it may be between you and your credit report can be the determining factor whether you get hired for the job or whether you get passed on for another candidate. Employers can't see your credit scores. Employers receive a modified version of your credit report, known as an employment report. That's what it's called. It's called an employment report. From the three major credit bureaus, they can check and see what your history is. They do not, however, receive your scores, but they do find out what your job history has been like and whether or not it is matching up to what you put on that credit application or your resume. As a potential salary increase, more of your credit history is analyzed. If you're being considered for a job that pays more than $75,000 annually, the employer chooses to do a credit check your entire credit history will be furnished to this particular employer, even financial hardship. That is more than 7 years old will be included in this report that your potential employer can receive. This will also include any negative credit information such as bankruptcies, tax liens, criminal convictions are also on this report. So you really, really need to pay attention and make sure that your credit report is not creating a problem and hurting your career. Financial services employers definitely scrutinize your credit report. Employers want to know whether or not they can trust you with their money. If you're not creditable with your own money, what do you think you're going to do with their money? So, for that reason, they really want to know how you are managing your own money. Are you a good decision maker? Do you make fatal mistakes that can hurt you in the end? So, I employ all of you all to get all three credit bureaus' credit report. You can get one annually for free. And you really need to do this because you need to make sure, one, that you're not being a victim of identity theft, and two, to make sure that everything on there is accurate and current. And three, you do not want your credit report to be the determining factor whether you get that job that you have been wanting. We talk about this on this show all the time on Secure Your Life. And as a matter of fact, the great people at the CreditWise Empowerment Program are giving a do-it-yourself learning opportunity for you all to learn exactly what to do to make sure that your credit is on tip-top shape. They're even giving you an opportunity to not only understand and learn your credit, what's on the credit report, but if there's any errors, they're going to show you how you can profit from the creditor's mistakes. If they put any errors on your credit report, you can not only just dispute those things, but you can get paid for the errors that are on your credit report. If you want more information about that, you can give us an email at classes@secureyourlife.net. That is classes at secure, secure, the word your, your, and life is always spelled with a Y, life.net. So that's classes@secureyourlife.net. In the subject, put credit class. And you'll get all of the information on how you can take advantage of learning, how you can be proactive, get that job. Don't let your credit get in the way of you getting the best job or advancing in your career. Because if your employer can see it, you need to know what's on it. Be proactive. Be financially proactive. Be economically proactive. And be proactively in control of your life. Because we want to secure your future. So you need to take advantage of this great opportunity and get into the CreditWise Empowerment Program. By doing that, you can ensure that your credit is on top. And if there's any errors that are not accurate 100% on your credit report, they will show you how you can get paid for the errors that are on your credit report. Clean it up, and also get that perfect job that you have been waiting anxiously for. So until tomorrow when we have another great episode of Secure Your Life, I want to implore you all to be financially proactive, take charge of your life, do the things that you need to do, and have a great day. Enjoy the rest of your day. This is Diamond Taylor for Secure Your Life.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Secure Your Life, the show where we give you real life, no holds barred conversations, Monday through Friday on various financial topics with on-time solutions from A to Z. Taking financial education to the next level helping you to become financially proactive where money matters.